So, welcome to the final talk here on stage YEL. Language defines, language makes efficient, but language can also discriminate. Also here on the Congress and the club, we have some special language, some expert language. And what happens? Then there are abbreviations and acronyms. Because, well, everybody knows what's meant, or don't we? But let's see what Hexen will tell us. Maybe something we haven't thought about for a long time, or I didn't know this about Hexen. Some of you may know her from VOC or from Wackelbacken or from another talk about ICEs, but warm welcome for Hexen for PC abbreviations. Hi, I'm Hexen. I read from this wonderful book, which we found at our Hackspace Entropia in Karlsruhe, lexicon or an encyclopedia or of PC abbreviations. This book is older than I am. Maybe I will also learn something. Why do we read something? Well, I don't ask. You may have seen my other talks. Let's just begin. I will just open at a random page, which is HDR, header data. Next one is HDTV, standard for high definition television. HDX, half duplex. The direction at data transfer is always changed for each direction. Hex, hexadecimal, from decimal MS-DOS, reserved that file ending. There is a reference to MS-DOS, so let's look that one up. MS-DOS, the Microsoft Disk Operating System, the standard operating systems for PCs of the company Microsoft. Okay, that might have been like this in 94. MSNet, Microsoft Network, company network operating system of Microsoft. MSB, most significant bit, the bit with the highest value, usually on the left. MS Backup, a command of the command MS-DOS. It saves a file or several to an external drive. MSD, most significant digit. A command of the operating system MS-DOS, and which gives back some information about the system. MSI, medium integration scale. Between up to 100,000 transistors on a single chip. Well, I think we have done a lot in the meantime. There's Moore's Law, the medium integration density is probably higher now. MSP, Microsoft Paint, file format of the pixel-oriented program MS Paint. MSX, another standard of Microsoft. I didn't understand, sorry. Okay, I didn't know that this standard actually was. MTA, message transfer agent, is responsible to deliver messages in a X4000 system. This abbreviation is still used, but not in X4000, but in email. Let's check at X4000.
That is nice. I'm at X, and there's X400. There isn't X400. Nice link they have there.
Normierung einer seriellen Schnittstelle. Entspricht V.11 oder RS422 Schnittstelle.
RS422. That's something serial. Let's look what it tells us about it.
So.
Okay. RFS, that's almost right. Remote file system. RS422, from the data remote
entspricht der X27 oder V11?
Sending. So, now we know it's an Apple Macintosh, and we have RFS. RFS. Remote File Sharing. Common File Sharing. Revisable Form Text Content Architecture. DCA Standard that makes certain how files are shared from one office system to another. Office system is that the same office has one computer and logs in, and when you go to another department, it has to happen with a DCA standard. I have no idea. That was before my time. Let's look up what a DCA standard is. DCA, DDE, DCD, DCA. Distributed Communications Architecture. So a distributed network architecture or document content architecture. Rules that say how files should be formatted so they can be transferred within an office. So there's a link to IBM there as well. Even I know IBM, it's the guys with the mainframes, but looks it up. IBM, International Business Machines Corporation, an American computer provider. IBSC 2, Intel binary thing. Edition 2. It's a compatibility standard by IBM. I know this. This is a Unix system.
Ich weiß nicht, warum ihr euch diesen Talk antut.
I don't know why you're watching this. I'm serious. You can do it. And honestly, this is a comment from the translation. I don't know why we are doing this. Unix, a multitasking operating system made by AT&T. Up, a user program. UPC, universal product code, a barcode thingy. And I think that's still in use when you go shopping in a supermarket. Oh, I don't know. Are the barcodes the same or just the numbers after a standard? Well, UPI, Universal Peripheral Interface, a universal interface for peripherals. UPM, rotations per minute. I didn't know that this also exists in German. UPM, a Polish notation, so it doesn't have to be reversed. UPS, uninterruptible power supply. US, unit separator from the ASCII table, a unit separator. Is there an ASCII table here? Let's look it up. I know that I know there is a table of often used file endings. Maybe after ASCII. ARM. Fascinating. Asynchronous response mode. Bei der Folgestation bitorientierten Steuerungsverfahren unaufgefordert Datenblöcke senden kann. Where data can be sent without being called, or a RISC processor in Archimedes computers. Is the abbreviation for ARM really from here? Oh, we were looking for ASCII. I am going on tangents. ASCII, a code from 1963. Oh, help. ASCII is multiple age of me. It's an encoding of alphanumerical characters, and there is no formatting or text attributes in ASCII. And I find it interesting that in the explanation of ASCII, they are linking to ASCII. You can do it. Let's go to the file abbreviations. Let's check what file endings we can find, or which exist and don't exist anymore. Okay, file endings, extensions, ADI, an export format, for example, for AutoCAD, IEFF, a file format for audio files, ANSI something. I've never seen this. ASC, a file marker for ASCII, and today it's all TXT, and you have to guess the encoding, right? UTF, ANSI, ASCII, whatever the Japanese people have. ATT, AT&T fax format, bitmap. For all the people who have AT&T fax cards and send ISDN here in Congress, I don't know if that works, backups for MS-DOS, but a batch file. File ending for batch files in MS-DOS. Batch files is where functions are called one after the other. I had batch files as script files, but apparently in German it's a batch file. MS-DOS binary data. Let's move on. DXF, AutoCAD for export into other programs. That's still used for technical vector graphics, I think. Well, the last time I was working with a plotter, I had exported as a DXF and imported into the shady software they were using. And then I had to mirror it three times and adjust the numbers, the colors, so I could put it on the cutter, plotter. A format for PostScript, used for the for Word for Windows, for example. AXE for runnable programs. There is FaxType. I would have thought that it is an AT&T fax thing, but apparently not. FLM, internal file format for the screen machine digitizer card. Whatever a screen machine digitizer card is, whatever it digitizes. Graphics format for vectorized formats for some company. I'll jump to a random location again.
Okay, some terms which are still used today in the media. One, FTTC, fiber to the curb. Pilot project of the German Bundespost Telekom, where the fiber is constructed up to the latest node. FTTH, pilot project where the fiber is built up to the house, into the house. Pilot project, we are still not much farther than a pilot project here in Germany. FTC, Fernmeldetechnisches Zentralamt, it's a German authority from Bundespost. FX, foreign exchange. GIM, graphics access mode. Adaption of peripherals for graphics, GAN, some terms that we still hear, global area network, a network done with satellite connections, AI. I didn't know that AI has something to do with satellite transfers, GB. Gigabyte, see Gbyte. Gbase, see relational database system. GDB, closed user group. BTX, BTX, that was this video tax of the German Bundespost, wasn't it? I only know that this has existed at some point. At some time. Gbyte, gigabyte, is 1024 mbyte. GCR, group code recording, used for magnet storage, which uses 4 bits and stores this in packs of 5 bits. This uses more space, maybe some parity or so, I don't know. Gray component replacement, technology where with all colors, cyan, yellow, and magenta colors are reduced, maybe for some legacy reason, because when our TVs have too much color, they break or something, I don't know. GDI, graphical device interface, used for standardized interface in Windows for graphics and texts. GM, Once again, circle reference. GDS, general data streams, from data communication, general data flow. Data are represented systematically. GE, greater than or equal. Some of these abbreviations seem really obvious. GFC, going for coffee, from the DFU, the data transfer jargon. I'm getting some coffee. Now, GIF, graphics interface format, used by pixel-oriented programs, also used at DFU. Let's check that later. So what's this? What's DFU? DIP, nope. DMI, DOA. Where is it? DFU. What did I want to search here? DFU. DFU, Datenfernübertragung, data transfer over long distances. DFN, remote data processing, German abbreviation. DIA, document interchange architecture, data format used in SNA networks for office documents. Did you know that the German Bahn uses a network where there are several computers, and if you get a computer from them, you have this abbreviation on it, because they are very good in using old abbreviations. Bahn has an abbreviation which is called G-phone. It's an G. Some a fixed telephone, basically. So, I was looking for the next acronym, quite unknown. Okay, sorry. Then, next one. German Industry Norm. Standardization Committee in Germany. DIM. It's similar to American ANSI. We had this ANSI before, didn't we? Oh, let's check. There is M before or after S.
ANSI.
There we have it. American National Standards Institute, founded in 1918 in the US, authority which defines industry standards. ANSI STAR, SPARC, System Requirements and Requirements Committee, committee within the ANSI, which got known for its database format. ANSI and SIS, driver for MS-DOS. But before I continue, are there some abbreviations that you would like to hear?
Machen wir erstmal Seite 42.
Okay, page 42. Page 42. Okay. CSG tree. A CSG tree. Also a CAD area. Comments on how areas and spaces are connected. CSS multiple access collision protection. Also a protocol for sending data on a local area. Link to LAN. CSP, communicating sequential processing, model for the parallel data work. It's connected to the language Occam. Isn't that the one with the razor or knife? CSPN, Service Public Data Network, open public network.
CTRL,
control, functional key on the keyboard. Also CSTRG, CTS, clear to send, ready to send. Control lines of the RS-232 protocol that tells if it's ready. How many of you have a modem and are connected to ISDN? Nobody? Oh, sad. I believe the time is almost up, so why did you do this to yourselves? And a nice evening to you. And honestly, from the translations booth, we are asking ourselves the same thing. And this was...
I hope you liked it anyways, of course. and thank you to this excursion to the past. We had a lot of things which we didn't think about, and the older the people are, the more they still know these abbreviations and acronyms. I had an X400 once. This happened. What's this? Oh, it's some IBM stuff. It's a decentralized mainframe. Big and black. Big black.